So we're gonna adjourn.
Okay, for the record, ordinance 878 is being adjourned until the next meeting.
I would like to make a motion, if Councilman Westside agrees with me. Are we in agreement, sir?
So far.
Mr. Mark.
I like that. I like to make a motion.
What time?
One second.
I apologize, I take that back.
Forgive me, I'm sorry. Council President, I must speak my mind on this situation in regards to what we just saw. I'm disheartened that we have a situation where we have a sense of entitlement and pressure, proposed pressure being placed upon the city because of legalities. I am very disturbed that there's always an air, a sense that we don't do things legally. There's always a sense of privilege that seems to be done, and that the governor is gonna override all things that are gonna be done. Being the governor himself is a lawyer. The governor has worked in the law. He understands that certain laws have to be followed. So we've been following it from the beginning, the very onset, the very beginning. And I'm very disheartened that an individual who'd like to develop in this town feels that he can lean on us in a said way to have something done. Where initially, the question should have been, is it gonna continue? Instead of saying or suggesting it was gonna continue regardless, which we were in the process of pulling it as it is. But it's not because of his doing, it's because something we're in the process of doing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, I'm really disheartened that we have that sense of entitlement, that leaning pressure, that someone seems to like to do that where he comes from in Miami or Florida or what have you, but this is Jersey, baby. We do things differently.
Mm-hmm.
There's a legal process that we have to follow, regardless of what, you know, you take that to the bank.
I want to thank you for the statement, Mr. Councilman Delgado. We do things legally, as you said, and this is Atlantic City, New Jersey, and we're going to do things right. We're going to do things for the best interest of our residents, and we don't like bullies up in here.